Hey everyone, welcome to the 8th episode of the PeteCraft Podcast. Following up last week's discussion of past, present, and future for Mistweaver Monks, we'll be moving on to Windwalkers. I'll be your host, as usual, Babylonius. And with me this week are several time-returning guests, Hina Lover and Kuya. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. All right, so we'll dive right in. Kind of the first thing on the docket is a discussion of how the patch 8.0 has been. How have things fared for Windwalkers since the expansion started?
I would say decent. I know when we are being taken for quite a few fights in Uldir. Our burst damage is quite useful, as well as our utility with Ring of Peace for several fights. I know for Fetid, our burst is pretty consistent because of the timing of our cooldowns. But like I said, the Ring of Peace is pretty useful for several fights. So just to name a few, Vec'Voss. I'm probably screwing that up. The bug boss.
Yeah, Zek'Voss.
I'm terrible with names right now. The sixth boss, the one with all the ads.
Zul.
Zul for Ring of Peace, as well as God, I am just terrible right now. the last... Gahoon. In Mythic, at least. But we are useful in that fight because of the fact that we can do... We can solo a... or whatever.
What about you, Kuya? How do you feel that Windwalker's done so far in expansion?
For raid or for like just in general?
Just, I mean, you know, pros and cons just in general.
Well, I mean, generally speaking, I think the class is pretty good. It's just, it's in the best way to describe it is gimmicky when it comes to damages for like Touch of Karma and all that. Like, our damage largely depends on how effectively we can use Touch of Karma on us for raiding at least. And for dungeons, it's like we're kind of forced into going good karma, otherwise we lose damage. And that doesn't feel great, because proccing karma on trash is a lot more difficult to do. You get the taunt mobs and stuff. It's just more that Mistweaver and Brewmaster right now, for dungeons at least, bring the same utility package that we bring, and they're just like more complete specs right now.
Okay, I think that makes sense, and I think it's something that a lot of people have mentioned, you know, before, especially in previous podcasts, that, you know, Windwalker has a lot going for it, but kind of the problem is that the other specs also bring those things in many cases. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and it's more that, like, we're competing against, like, demon hunters and rogues and stuff like that, and they're kind of required for high keys, whereas Brewmaster and Mistweaver, there's, like, less tanks and healers, so they kind of stand out more in their role.
That makes sense. So then, since you mentioned keys, obviously a couple weeks back we had BlizzCon, where they kind of did the MDI All-Stars. I think one of the things that many people might notice is different from last time when the MDIs happened, the absence of Windwalkers. And that was obviously a huge difference. I believe pretty much every team in the main MDI had a Windwalker, and some even two at times, whereas now there were no Windwalkers. What are your guys' opinions or facts, I could say, about maybe why Windwalkers were left off the rosters this time, different from the previous?
I would actually say because of our AoE damage. going into BFA, our AoE damage, and for everyone for that part, but us specifically, we were nerfed quite substantially in our AoE output. Before we can get 15 stacks of Way of the Grain Spinning Crane Kick stacks, and now we only can get up to 5. And right. So our first AoE damage just got gutted.
So, you know, I know there are kind of some rumors, but do you think it might be safe to say that that change was made because of how strong Windwalkers were in Mythic Dungeons previously? In the very public MDI, do you think that kind of set Windwalkers up for such a big nerf?
It's quite possible, yes.
I think it's part of it. I don't think it's the whole thing. It's just, it felt like we were like really reliant on Crane Kick. And I know during Legion, people were like sort of asking, like, could they just make Crane Kick usable on lower amounts of targets as well? But yeah, it definitely was in the MDI just like showing a lot that the potential is insane compared to other classes.
All right. And I mean, you know, one of the things that people mention quite frequently, especially when it comes to higher keys, is that utility matters as much, if not more so, than DPS. We didn't see as many Brewmasters in the MDIs, or really Mistweavers either. So kind of that monk utility maybe wasn't as necessary or as needed in the MDI, maybe as it is in a raid environment or lower keys or stuff like that. Do you think that at all fed into it?
Probably, because Brewmasters and Mistweavers also bring the almost the exact same utility, and other classes are doing more damage. We just aren't needed, really. I know Mistweaver was prevalent in at least the lead up to the MDI All-Star. And because I know one of the people in the monk Mistweaver monk this part of the Discord was part of like top 8 or something like that team. So there is Mistweaver representation. It's just not as prevalent as say a Resto Druid or a Dispriest.
Okay, you know, I think that's something that you know, a lot of people may have noticed, and I think some of maybe the complaints that people have had with Windwalkers, especially in regards to dungeons, is that they kind of saw the top of the mountain in the last expansion, and or I should say towards the end of the last expansion, even though Windwalker was pretty strong throughout all of Legion, you know, kind of, like I said, saw the pinnacle, you could say, in Antorus times and Mythic Dungeons, that's when things kind of got popular. So I feel that maybe the nerfs and stuff that made Windwalker weaker might be a little overstated or overreacted to by some people because of how great they were before, and now to kind of just be mediocre feels like such a terrible hit. Is that something you guys would agree with?
Yeah, I think it's more like, as a player, regardless of damage, it's like you're playing the same spec, but it's almost just like it's like the pre-Legion spec. It's worse in every way, and it feels like the Legion version was just like this version of the spec, but 2.0. Because like you can't sack Crane Kick up to a max of 5 now, and it's like kind of weird. Our cooldown doesn't really have a purpose other than giving us damage. It feels very strange and like kind of almost boring in some.
Hina, would you agree with that?
I want to say it's pre-Legion, but it's the damage just feels a little off. We're like dead center in terms of overall damage, but it's it does feel like we, and that's probably a good thing, probably a bad thing. It's hard to say at this point. But I would say the mechanics of the playstyle haven't really changed all that much, but it's just feels off.
Okay. All right, so then keeping on with the BlizzCon topic, last time, or at least last time that I paid a lot of attention to PvP, there did seem to be some regular participation for Windwalkers. I know neither of you are really big into the PvP scene, but this round, this time around in the Arena Tournament, we didn't see any Windwalkers, to my knowledge, from watching it and from looking stuff up last week with the Mistweavers. So what maybe do you guys think, and again, I understand that you're not super big PvPers, nor am I myself, but what maybe are some of the changes that you feel led to Windwalkers not being picked in arenas nowadays?
Part of it is just from what I was, because I was watching some of the PvP scene, especially the one where it just lasted up to like 1 a.m. on the first night, Eastern time. But it seemed like everything centered around this Beast Cleave, which was Enhancement Shaman, and one of the specs for the Hunter. And I think it was Beastmaster.
I think Survival? I think a lot of the Hunter play was Survival, if I remember.
Yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head, but that was the spec until you went up against Methus team, where it was the anti-Beast Cleave comp, which was like Demon Hunter and one other. But other than that, there I did hear one team did try out a Windwalker Frost DK at one point. If I remember correctly, I can't remember. I think I just overheard one of the announcers talk about it at one point, more in passing than anything else. So I think it was represented, but only like one or two rounds at most. But other than that, I just not sure why. I think part of it was the fact that there is a talent that increases your movement speed, and I think that was changed, but don't quote me on that, where if you flying serpent kick, anyone who runs into it gets a movement speed buff, and that helps BKs tremendously. I think that was changed in BFA, but I can't remember.
Kuya, do you have any opinions or thoughts on the arena stuff?
No, I don't do PvP at all, so I don't know why they're not great right now, from what I've heard. But I do know they're getting new PvP talents, and I am looking forward to using those in...
Yes, those certainly look like they may be some fun. You know, I think from, again, my knowledge is about as much as your guys, but remembering back to some of the discussions that people have, I know that... the Swift Roundhouse changes seem to be a really big bummer for PvP. Windwalkers seemed to be propped up by them, and then when Swift Roundhouse got annihilated, it really hurt PvP even more. Last I checked, Swift Roundhouse was still one of the more desirable traits for PvP, after being nerfed by, 35% and 55%. You know, if that tells you anything as to the state of Windwalkers PvP. And I do believe that, a lot of the damage being put into Touch of Death and Touch of Karma, which are both kind of handleable, I guess. Touch of Karma, you just don't attack that person, easy peasy. And then Touch of Death, doesn't do as much damage in PvP as it does in PvE as well. And I'm trying to think of what else the other one was. Oh, the change to... Storm Earth and Fire that allowed them not to be dispellable, I believe, hurt Windwalkers in PvP quite a lot, because you could just CC their clones, and then the clones, you can't get rid of them, so they're just doing 35%, you know, of their normal damage. So I think, and, you know, and again, I've not done it other than the occasional finding an alliance in the open world, and not just waving and passing by. You know, if I remember listening to a lot of the discussions, those were kind of the major problems that were plaguing Moonwalkers right now. But okay, so talking about the PvP changes, and I won't make you guys, you know, talk about the PvP changes to talents and stuff, but looking ahead to 8.1, what are some of the things that are changing for Windwalkers? I know I just wrote an article about them, but let's pretend you guys just wrote an article about it, and, you know, what were some of the changes that were that are happening?
Well, first of all, we're getting we're removing some Azerite traits, and then we're getting some new ones in their places. I'm trying to pull it up right now. So we're getting rid of Iron Fists, which is increases the crit strike when you do Fists of Fury for three when you hit three enemies. We're getting rid of Meridian Strike, which it increases the damage of Touch of Death. And we're getting rid of Swiss Roundhouse, which increases Rising Sun Kick when you do perform a Blackout Kick prior to that. And then in their place, we're getting Furious Wen, which anytime you do a combo strike, which is almost anything, you get a buff that stacks up to 33 times. And anytime you do a Fist of Fury, whatever your stack is at, times that by 3, and that's the percentage chance that you'll summon a Zwen for 8 seconds. So, say for example, you're at 20 stacks, you do a Fist of Fury, and you do you have a 60% chance of summoning Zwen for 8 seconds. Plus, it gives you haste. And the other one is, what was it? Dance of Chi-Chi, which increases damage of Spinning Crane Kick by X amount, which can be interesting with a certain bug, and we'll get to that later.
It also makes it free. And then there's another new trait called Glory of the Dawn, where your Rising Sun Kick has a 25% chance to strike a second time, which does, like, I think 7,000 damage, like 380, and restore one.
Yeah, and that's kind of Blizzard's recent take on Tornado.
Right, I know that was something that people had asked for a lot, was the double backflipping of Tornado Kicks to come back, and it looks like after a couple weeks, Blizzard decided to make that happen. And then, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but the other change, you know, you could say, especially the one to Spinning Crane Kick, or the trait that focuses around Spinning Crane Kick, does seem to be something aimed at maybe making Windwalkers AoE in dungeons and stuff a little bit more powerful and giving back some of that damage that we had lost previously.
Yeah. And then, as you said earlier, they're nerfing Touch of Karma as well as Touch of Death. Touch of Death is now doing 35% of the maximum HP, down from 50%. And Touch of Karma is no longer is reducing the amount of is redirecting 70%. Down from 100% of your maximum HP. And then they also got rid of, they're changing Good Karma to do 100% of the damage of Touch of Karma is then healed for you, which is basically they're re-implementing the trait from our artifact weapon.
Right, and I know that was something that has kind of been an ongoing, really, ever since they put the Good Karma talent in. It's kind of an ongoing question as to why why was it given the same name but a completely different function from the artifact trait, and was something that I know we wrote article after article and tweet after tweet about why good karma, the good karma talent was such a big deal and why it was kind of sucking the life out of Windwalkers for certain people by putting so much damage into that touch thing. The other thing that I'm sure you're going to mention, but to offset those, there were some aura buffs and stuff that will increase kind of the amount of damage that comes from our Rising Sun kick, our Fist of Fury, Spinning Crane kick, stuff like that. All that stuff that people were feeling was not doing enough of our overall damage should now be doing a little bit more.
And because of that, some of our talents may actually be changing as well. I'm sure I'm sure he's going to talk about this, but we could be seeing the return of Hit Combo.
I think that's your cue.
Oh, yeah, we could be seeing it, because the damage being shifted means our spells, our base spells do more damage, and the only thing Hit Combo doesn't buff is Touch of Karma, Touch of Death, I think, right? So the damage of those is being reduced. And an additional change that we didn't mention is that Rushing Jade Wind now costs 1 chi instead of it, but it does the same damage that it used to.
What he's saying is the fact that Rushing Jade Wind is reverting back to its Legion counterpart, or the current Blackout, Brewmaster version, where it lasts for 8 seconds, if I remember correctly, and it now costs 1 chi in order to be used, but it no longer applies any Mark of the Crane stacks that we use for Spinning Crane Kick. Before, it could, for every targeted hit, it'll stack up, but now it just does not apply any Mark of the Cranes at all, and it's just a flat AoE.
Right, so I mean, those were all pretty big changes, to Windwalkers. I think, for my opinion, some of these are kind of really what people have been asking for the past couple months, weeks and months, I should say. Maybe not coming in the way that they had wanted them to come, be changed, but, to a certain extent, the changes that people had been wanting. And, I know we'll see some more changes over the next couple weeks, with the patch coming out, I think, in 3 weeks or 2.5 weeks or something like that. Then there will be kind of the inevitable class balancing that comes after that, plus then more class balancing when a new raid starts, stuff like that. So I think, from my opinion, you guys can obviously agree or disagree, Windwalkers are in a little bit better position to, I don't say we are better than we were previously, because mathematically I think we're not. Windwalker is a little bit below where it was previously, but from my opinion, we are in a position to be better than now than we would have been without these changes. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I would say we are in a better position, but we could see some more adjustments before the next raid. Before the assault, the next raid here, we could see some number adjustments from what they see from Aldir.
Yeah, I would also agree. I think it puts us in like a healthier gameplay spot. Like, our damage is coming from our spells, like instead of coming from Touch of Karma and Touch of Death, which is overall, I think, a healthier playstyle.
Yeah, I would say that. Now, some downside is it is going to just the fact that Touch of Karma and Touch of Death were nerfed. We will not be as bursty on openers. but our long term could be higher, so it could even out. So it's hard to say at this point whether it's will be fine or not.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's something. I don't think it's going to fix things enough to bring people flying back. But Windwalker, mathematically was in an okay spot, not a great spot this tier. So hopefully we will maybe see a little bit of an uptick, maybe some further. Maybe they'll accidentally leave off the negative mark on our auras somehow magically, and we'll, for a couple days, be incredibly overpowered. Go from negative 21 to positive 21. See a nice 40% swing in our DPS.
That'd be pretty nice.
That may be a little bit too much. If I say anything, I would probably be at most buff from negative 21 to negative 15, but that's probably over.
Yeah, 18, negative 18 to negative 15 was kind of the range that I had in my mind as being reasonable. I know this was something I literally just typed in chat, but this was kind of where I wish my spreadsheet was still set up. It made tinkering like this a little bit easier. But with the cooldown reductions coming from Blackout Kick, it makes it creates circular dependencies that make spreadsheets very angry, and they just keep adding more and more to Azerite traits. So I don't think anybody has the ability to really do it the way that would need to be done. But it would kind of be nice to have the ability to kind of tinker like we have in the past. But, all right. So looking ahead, have either of you gotten a chance to preview the new raid coming out?
I have not. I've watched a few videos, but I have not watched. I have not attempted any due to the fact that they're all during work, so I can't take off to play.
Yes, I fall into that boat as well.
I have tested a lot. Tested a lot of the new raid.
How do you feel about it?
The new raid's fun. I did like 4 or 5 boss fights. For Windwalker, it felt like we were pretty good, but the new Fury of Zwen trait felt like it was super, super strong on Cleave. Like, it turned crackling Tiger Lightning, like Zwen's lightning that he does, into our number one damage, which felt like a bit much.
Right.
Could there be a bug right now where the summon Zwen doesn't have a 3-target cap or something?
No, as like most of the targets I was fighting were like his 4-target fights. It's just having him out more often is making.
Okay. I see what you're getting at.
Until recently, there was a bug with the Fury of Zwen trait where if you were inside some Earth and Fire, you generated 3 stacks per combo strike instead of 1. But they fixed that. So when I tested it, it was with the 3 stacks, which means I got like a lot more procs of the. But honestly, we felt like we were pretty good. It's just like in terms of talent layout, we kind of play the same. Like we use the same talents as we did before, which is kind of a bummer. But the new traits seem very good.
Right. Well, and we may be, and at least I think probably the biggest. From a talent perspective, the biggest change that people will see is that we can start using Ring of Peace without needing to hate the fact that we're losing out on a huge chunk of damage.
Yeah, exactly. Given the fact that Touch of Karma, Good Karma is now back to a more defensive ability than a. A type of defense.
Right. I mean, it gives back a little bit of the self-healing that people kind of lamented us losing going into this expansion. Kind of moves Touch of Karma a little bit into a oh no button, since it will heal you up as well, but certainly just the fact that using it, the difference between using it 100% offensively and 100% defensively is going to be so much smaller than it is now. I think that alone would make things feel a little bit better. Again, it was kind of something that people mentioned a whole bunch of times as being the reason that they didn't like Windwalker and stopped playing or haven't been playing as much. Hopefully it'll kind of maybe bring a couple people back or stop people from being so upset, or I should say at least finding something else to be upset about. And I know, Kui, you had mentioned that there's the potential for hit combo to come back as a real possibility with so much less of our damage not benefiting from it. I don't know if I worded that correctly, but Touch of Death and Touch of Karma did not benefit from hit combo in the way that most of our other damage did. So those being a smaller chunk will mean that hit combo affects a larger chunk of our damage and maybe becomes a viable option for single target or for times when Zuan's cleave doesn't line up or stuff like that, kind of back to wh the way things were in Legion.
Yeah, thankfully, Touch of Death and Zwen do line up in terms of cooldowns outside of the Meridian Strike trait, but that's getting rid of, so it doesn't really matter anymore. But yeah, because Touch of Death and Zwen line up, it really comes down to can you bring out 20 seconds? Does the fight last more than 2 minutes, 20 seconds, or 4 minutes and 20 seconds, whatever duration? If not, then probably hit combo will probably be the talent to go to.
Right, and I know that was something that, even though people I think lamented it back in Legion, maybe felt like the switch now to using Zuan kind of pushed more of our damage into that burst and left us with even less damage in between our bursts. So hit combo obviously would provide a little bit more sustained damage, which is something that I've heard a lot of people complain about for Windwalkers. So hope, if that's the case, and we haven't quite. We haven't even started really been able to figure that out yet, but if that is and does end up being the case, then we might actually have some flexibility in our talent choices.
Yeah, when I tested a hit combo on A1, it felt good to have like an AoE talent that I would use that wasn't like a nuisance like Jadewind is right now, and I think the new Jadewind is, because having to spend one chi every 6 seconds or whatever is kind of annoying from what I experienced.
So, would you rather this current way, or I should say the current way on live, or the current way on the PTR?
Personally, I'd rather they just like remove Jadewind and just try something new in that role, because Jadewind is still the only talent that you can't use in every situation. Like, Jadewind is only really AoE, and even when you pick it, you only use it in AoE situations. With Zwen and hit combo, you're getting benefit all the time when you want it. So I'd rather they just go something new, but I guess to answer your question, I would say probably, I don't know, I guess the new one, but like the old one was nice because you just turn it on and you'd like kind of forget about it a little bit.
Maybe, one thing that they could consider would possibly be moving it back to a chi builder like it had been back in Mists and stuff. Or if I remember correctly, if you hit three targets or more with a tick of it, then it generated a chi or something like that. You kind of would want to weave it. I believe it had an energy cost, and you would want to weave it in and out of Tiger Palms. I think it had a cooldown and all that stuff. I don't remember 100% because it was several years ago, but I remember that was kind of the first iteration we got of Rushing Jadewind. So maybe if they continue to kind of tinker with things, we could have it come back to that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I just want to see something like new with it. Like, it feels like they're just going back to whatever Legion was doing, and it didn't really work in Legion either, so I don't see how it would work now. I guess our base AoE damage is weaker, but I don't know. I tried experimenting with the new Jadewind with Serenity, because I figured it would be like kind of cool, but I don't think the cooldown reduction was working properly when I was testing it, so I'd still only get one per 6 seconds alongside Serenity. I don't know. It
wouldn't
just
be
feels.
the first time that cooldown reduction on PTR with Serenity didn't work the right way.
I'm just trying to make Serenity work in some way, and I felt like that'd be kind of a cool combination. It just feels like one Dragon Punch is too strong in AoE, and just in general, really. In that.
Right, I know that was something that I think somebody just asked today about, you know, with so much less of our damage being in some of our other burst cooldowns, how that would affect, you know, as well as some of the other Azerite traits, like the Fury of Zwen or the Glory of the Dawn traits and stuff like that, how that would affect Serenity versus Whirling Dragon Punch. And, you know, I again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I kind of feel that it's really not going to upset the balance, or not upset the balance, but change the status quo as it stands now.
When I tested it, it feels like Serenity is like it synergizes a little bit better with the new traits, but like Jade went or like One Dragon Punch playstyle was still good because you're getting like you're cheating out more chi with the new Grand Kick trait, which means you can AoE more, which means you have more chi. And if we learned anything from Antorus, is like having more chi is going to make Whirling better because usually it's slower as a playstyle. Because I know when Antorus first came out, everyone was like sim crafting, like Serenity is going to be the best with Ascension, and then it ended up being like Whirling Dragon Punch.
Right. I mean, and I think kind of the big reason for that, at least at the start, was that Whirling Dragon Punch with the two charges of Storm, Earth, and Fire and the longer duration and stuff was just so much more flexible, you know, and stuff. And then kind of as we continued, you know, it kind of just became the way to go. And that certainly is not going to change in terms of number of charges or, you know, duration or you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Not much else to say on that.
All right. Well, you know, if you guys could make a change yourself, you know, pick a change that you'd like to see for Windwalkers going into 8.1, what would be kind of the one thing that you think above and beyond what we've already got coming to us, what do you think would be the one thing that would benefit Windwalkers the most?
I was watching, this kind of leads into this, I was watching the Warcraft Q&A at BlizzCon, and Ian was talking about classes and specs that have three, like, they have a lot of cooldowns that use, like, three GCDs to set up their damage, but it doesn't really impact their game. When he said that, I feel like he was talking about Windwalker a little bit, because we kind of have that kind of gameplay, and they said they were going to work on making our cooldowns more impactful, and I kind of hope that they do that, like, make Storm, Earth, and Fire, and make Serenity more impactful as cooldowns, more gameplay-altering. Like, maybe it does something when you activate it or something. Because right now, I would say that Storm, Earth, and Fire is one of the few DPS cooldowns that really doesn't impact your gameplay too much compared to other classes.
Well, especially now that we're capped at 5 stacks of Spinning Crane Kick, there's, you know, it's not like it really saves you even that much tab targeting.
Yeah. And actually now, with the Spinning Crane Kick bug still being in the game, it actually makes it work.
Right, so maybe, you know, since that's going to be kind of maybe a little bit bigger deal, could you recap that bug for everybody? I know it's been mentioned a couple times.
So when you're in Storm, Earth, and Fire, for some reason your spirit's Mark of the Cranes count as 2 instead of 1. So when you lose, when their Mark of the Cranes expire, or when they would expire, even if you refresh them, you lose 2 stacks instead of 1. So regaining the stacks after Storm, Earth, and Fire is really weird. It makes your cooldown feel kind of bad for it. There's also a new bug that I discovered in the PTR where if you tag multiple targets, you keep the stacks of Mark of the Crane even though it falls off. You just have the stacks even though the debuff isn't there. So they need to fix those bugs before 8.1. I think it's a big deal to fix those because otherwise people are going to be really confused with this fact.
Right, and I think most people who've probably played Windwalker recently have noticed that the number on their weak aura for how many stacks they have seems to, I don't want to say frequently doesn't, but it kind of feels like it almost never makes any sense to what you currently have out. I know I personally on my UI just kind of hid that counter for now because it seemed to be totally bonkers.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, they need to work out those bugs, but I can't imagine the amount of spaghetti code with Summer Earth and Fire.
Yes, I'm sure it is one of the spaghettiest of spaghetti codes. Bahina, what would you do if you could make one change to Windwalker going into 8.1?
Sorry, it's a tough one, actually. Sorry, I have an idea, but I'm just trying to get my thoughts in real quickly.
Well, take your time. This is an audio-based medium, so feel free to sit in silence.
Yeah, not a problem. this may sound like out of left field, but to do something with the talent of spiritual
focus, you said?
Yes. The problem with that talent is the fact that no one uses it. Outside of people just learning the spec, is no one uses the talent at all. Everyone goes with Rolling Dragon Punch or Serenity, the former being because of the playstyle, feel of the playstyle, the latter being for the burst. But Spiritual Focus is there, no one uses it, it just kind of bland. And see if they can do something about that talent to do something. Maybe buff the cooldown from 1 second to say 2 seconds, maybe, or 1.5.
Okay, so kind of making a talent that's not even really thought, because I think it's a great point, because we do get questions every once in a while about, you know, is Ascension, you know, a viable choice, or if I don't want a button to press, can I use Ascension, or can I use Eye of the Tiger? But I don't think I don't say ever, but it has been a really long time since I have seen somebody ask a question about whether Spiritual Focus is something we want to consider.
It's carrying on the legacy of his predecessor, Chiyo.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I don't know. I think I agree with you, but I think part of that is making Storm Earth and Fire like a better cooldown, making it more impactful to have more. They could also alternatively add the Spiritual Focus from the artifact to that effect, which is the 5% increased damage and healing. That would also help.
Yeah, possibly. Right.
Well, my thought, and kind of was my thought when they first came out with it before I read the description, was, oh, what if they went back to having this talent turn Storm Earth and Fire into a toggle like it had been back in beta and alpha, you know, way, way back. You know, say it only provides you, you know, whatever, an extra 5 or 10%, but, you know, allows you to kind of keep it on all the time to help with AoE or to help with sustain or, you know, whatever. That was kind of my first inclination of that talent, was that you focus your spirit and the spirits would be up, you know, more often, or it would give you or even going further back, give you the warlord's type control over your I should say ability to focus your spirits on, you know, the target that you wanted, the way that we used to be able to.
Well, I had an idea for that talent a while ago, which turn Storm Earth and Fire more into its like MOBA version, where like each spirit did something unique, like an aura or like some kind of, or modified your ability in some way, so that like it mattered, like you cared about Storm Earth and Fire and it was fun to press it. But alas, we aren't so lucky with that right now.
Okay, all right. So, anything else you guys want to add before we wrap it up here?
In terms of impact, I would actually add Fist of Fury to that. Yes, it does a lot of damage, but it just doesn't feel impactful since the stat reduction. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it's doing enough damage to it, but that's about all I can think of.
It's just like talent and viability in general. They need to do a better job of making the talents not like only better in terms of numbers, but also like more interesting, and like you want to pick them because they're like cool effects no matter how bad they are numerically. They need to do a better job of that. And just Windwalker in general needs a lot of help with that. Just, you don't really care about the buttons too much as long as they do a cool thing. I know I've been playing Habit Team Hunter recently as an ult, and it's, you know, it's kind of has that feeling.
Okay. I know that was kind of, you know, Havoc is something that Windwalker is kind of frequently compared to in a lot of ways. And, you know, I don't play a Havoc, nor do I know too much about Havoc, but I know the general thought, at least the vocal minority or majority as it may be, you know, does seem to be that Havoc kind of has everything or most things that Windwalker has, but has them easier to use and more effective in many situations.
Yeah. It has a lot of effects where you just go, wow, I really wish Windwalker had that. Like, I wish I could use Roll in the air and it had half cooldown.
Right.
Instead of rolling, jump, roll, and only do half the distance.
Yeah, they just seem like a more, I guess it's like a newer spec, right? Like, Windwalker's design is somewhat old, I guess, overall. Like, we've been a fence missed now, and it's... You can kind of start to see the signs of it. Or Havoc is just like our cooler, younger brother of us.
Right, it does. It seems kind of, I guess, unfortunate to be talking about signs of age in the second oldest, or the second youngest class in the game.
Yeah, it's more that it's just like Windwalker, it feels like generic. I don't know, like they need to like, go do something crazy with it, in my opinion, because when they added Havoc, it just, they made the design so similar to Windwalker that they'll always be compared in their current state. So like, I think you have to do something with Windwalker that's a little bit different that makes them played more, but because like they're unique and they bring different things, I don't know how to explain it.
I think that makes sense. But all right, so we'll bring this up to an end here and wrap things up. So thank you guys very much for coming along again. I know I kind of messed up the timelines and things were a little bit on shorter notice than they needed to be, but I do appreciate you guys making time to come and chat.
No problem.
Not a problem.
All right, so that will bring episode 8 to a close. If you like this kind of content, please make sure to support peakofserenity.com through Patreon or PayPal. If you have any questions about Windwalkers or the other specs, definitely check out Peak First as for whatever information you need, as well as the Discord channel, the Peak of Serenity Discord channel as well, that has a bunch of areas for you to get the help that you need. Next time we will be talking about Brewmasters and how they've done so far, and then I guess kind of figure out what we're going to do from there, because we will be the week before the patch comes out, so we'll... figure out what we're going to talk about then. But thank you very much for joining us, and thank you again to the guests. And until next time, have a good night, morning, afternoon, whatever it is, wherever you are.